Good morning, it's Evans, and in studio with me right now, I got Larry and Mika, both here from Low Country Local First, and we're going to talk a little bit this morning about the co-working space Local Works.
Right.
And tell me a little bit about what you got going on.
Yeah, so we are, I'm the community manager for Low Country Local First, and we're a nonprofit that does advocacy for independent local businesses. And one of our programs is Local Works, which is a co-working facility. And we, in essence, have about 45 different members that utilize that space on a month-to-month basis. So each one of our members has a membership. They come in, they use the space as their office on a monthly basis. And that ranges from, our members look like anything from activists like Mika to people that are in graphic design, attorneys, folks that are in the tech world. We wanted to make sure that we were inclusive as possible with our co-working space. So there are a lot of spaces out there that specialize in maybe solely, you know, women entrepreneurs or solely technology entrepreneurs. For us, having that really broad cross-section of different types of entrepreneurs just opens up doors that may not be open when a space is very specific.
Yeah,
and
it's not
focus.
Just new people starting out. It's existing businesses, so not like an incubator.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so it is. It's folks from their startup phase to people that have been in business for 5 years, the freelancers, a little bit of everything.
Okay. And we got Mika in here with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here.
So tell me about yourself. Tell me what you got going on.
My relationship with Local Works was first as an entrepreneur and blogger, and now I've transitioned into activism, and I love it. It really is an inspirational space that gives me the freedom to be the type of person and use my gifts or use my voice to help advance certain causes here in Charleston. So,
and what kind of causes are you working?
Currently, Charleston Activist Network, we are spearheading a Get Out the Vote initiative that's focusing on the African-American and Latinx population. And for those who don't know what Latinx is, that is the Hispanic population here in Charleston. So we're seeking, or rather we're building relationships with salon owners in both of those communities and helping them by giving them educational materials that help encourage civic engagement and preparing them for the upcoming elections, both the primary and the general elections coming up.
That's great you're doing that.
Yeah. And I couldn't choose a better headquarters than Local Works. I work there odd hours. I'm one of the full-time members, so I was there last night till 10 o'clock. So it's so creative, and it has great energy, so I love it.
Well, it sounds really like a wonderful place, and you've got something great going on, too.
Absolutely.
So can our listeners get involved in any way?
Absolutely. Well, with the Charleston Activist Network, they can find out more information about Soul to Soul at charlestonactivistnetwork.com, or I have a Google Voice number, so they can reach out to me at 843-732-4374 for additional information.
And Larry, do you have anything you want to add?
Yeah, and so if anybody's interested in joining our co-working community, is spending a day with us, if you go to localworkschs.org, you can claim a free day pass and come out and spend a day with us.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
All right. It was my pleasure. You guys have a great day.
Appreciate it.